Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is our 100th quickie.
Oh.
Producer Zane just told me, he said, I don't want to throw a spanner in the works if you've got something planned, but it is the 100th quickie. And I'm like, we're not going to change anything because the format works and everybody loves it.
No wonder I'm
but
tired.
Good we're going to celebrate our 100th quickie by just saying, yay, thank you for listening. Yes. We love you.
What a milestone. And a little series of the show that we'd started not at the beginning of this show. This is an idea we picked up along the way. And now we're at 100 of the bloody things. Good
I
Lord.
I know.
Those Nuts. Of you who are still here, thank you so much. Seek some medical help.
It's only grown since then. What do you mean those of us who are still here?
Oh, my God. Thank you all. Quickie.
It's a stories quickie.
Yes.
It's going to be slightly longer than a normal quickie just because I have a couple of stories. I've got updates for you. I've got updates. Now, if you don't listen to the main episodes and you just listen to the quickies, the updates that I'm giving you are for the main episode, Cindy and the Swingiverse,
yes,
which is where we had a two-parter, and Cindy wrote in and told us about, I think, six different adventures that she'd had in the land of swinging.
Yes, very interesting.
So, the updates that I have, the first guy, the first one was somebody who basically said at the end of the date, I'm probably not going to make it. QPS, Queensland Police Services, are here and I'm getting arrested.
Yes, which it's nice to get a text saying, hey,
yeah.
You're not gonna be
after this, Cindy said, you know, her husband was like, so where did that one go? And apparently all trace of him disappeared off the apps, out of the group chat immediately, and just gone. So yes. The update on that is that he has reattempted contact. She's called him the for fuck's sake QPS guy, had tried to set something up, and now he's on to begging for another chance, though it appears he was probably lying about being arrested. Best you don't ask how I know.
But
I want to know. Why would you do that, Cindy?
You can't dangle that in front of us. That's unfair.
Absolutely, absolutely unfair. So now this one, so these were both two men that she called D because they had the same name.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm never dating anyone with that name again. So the second D basically was a bit of a catfish, I reckon. He had a bunch of no-shows and turned up to a bunch of dates and realized that he'd had a bit of amnesia when he matched with her the second time under a different account, not really realizing that they'd actually chat before, rematched under a different name but with the same pictures, and very confused when he opened up an old combo, right? So here's the update for this one. Strap in, my friend. The other D, the more sinister one who was rude about everything, has actually catfished me. Maybe he heard the episode about saying how dumb he was for using the same pics. I'm laughing now, but it actually bordered on being a bit creepy.
Don't tell me someone listened to my advice on one of these episodes and did do it better. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. He made a new profile and got somebody else's pics. He started chatting to me on the apps again and had a very different storyline to his previous one. Very polite, very interested. No lies about virginity. This is the younger guy who lied about saying he was a virgin. Not crossing any of the boundaries I'd set up. We planned a meetup at a public venue. While I was waiting for the guy, I saw a familiar face in the people milling about area. Okay, I thought, fair enough. It is actually local to where he claimed he lived, but I had the sense that this was no accident. Suspicions were confirmed when he kind of put his head down when I scanned over the area again. I pretended not to have noticed him and moved inside and straight to one of the ladies' toilets, so I was screened off from him seeing me. Good. Now, my original thought was just to fuck off home and be done with it, but I really wanted to figure out if my gut instinct was correct. So I dashed off a quick message to the guy I was supposed to meet, saying I was going to head to a different part of the Westfield outside a specific shop. Now, some of the toilets have a dual entry to them, so I was able to exit a different way that I went in case he followed me. I then moved quickly to a vantage point on the floor above where I could see that shop. Sure enough, he had wandered on over to the new meetup place. I'm not there, obviously, and now it's my turn to play hide and seek for a bit. I sent an apology to the guy stating that I ended up in another shop as something caught my eye. Could he meet me there, perhaps?
Yes, good.
Dee went to that shop all the while I was following from the level above. I got the message, I'm here, where you? Not where are you, where you with a
He's
you.
Busy man.
He's a busy man. And I decided to make it even more weird. And I scanned the crowd for a woman who had this, okay, I don't agree with this, who had the same hair colour as me and described what she was wearing, saying this was me but I can't see him. She wasn't even on her phone or doing anything remotely like looking around, but I watched Dee see her and message that this wasn't me. I said it again. I said I couldn't see him at all. And then I messaged saying, oh, hang on, are you the guy in the clothing combo? Because you look really familiar to me. The look on his face when he was watching this woman, obviously not me, having seen me about 10 minutes prior and not having a clue where I was at this time, and realizing that I had his measure was quite fun for me.
Fantastic.
He did start looking around a bit and I was able to step back from the balcony so I couldn't be seen and get to the car park and texted dumb games, play, I think she means play dumb games, win dumb prizes, stop being a dick, D, it's creepy. And yes, that's another profile of his now blocked.
Rightfully so, for unacceptable behaviour from the at the beginning, from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yes, good. Love the sleuthy detective work.
Very good.
On his behalf. Roping the other woman
Don't
into
rope
it.
Someone else into it in case he's dangerous.
Yes.
Goodness gracious, Cindy.
Yes, a little bit of a toe curl there for that with that idea.
But the rest of it. Like at least A-minus work. I'm only giving you an A-minus because you roped the other woman into it. Other than that, fine work. What a fucking creep,
yes,
though.
Totally unacceptable.
Like,
totally weird.
I don't understand.
Bad, horrific, unacceptable behavior.
Like, you know that you're going to see this person if you agree to meet
What's
up. So, what is he just doing it to watch her be sad? That's awful. What a dick.
Yes, one shudders at the when there is an inevitable confrontation or a meetup,
especially if you've met them before.
Yes.
Like, you've been on dates with this person before and now you're just catfishing them again. Mm. All I have to say, if you want the full story on what happened with those, Cindy and the Swingerverse Part 1 and Part 2 are those episodes. If you have not listened to them, go give them a listen.
Yeah, it's a digital world, baby. Hit pause right now.
Don't hit pause right now. We need the stats for you to keep listening.
Has it been enough?
Keep going.
No, listen to the thing.
Okay,
come back.
Keep
a tab on the thing. And wonderful to have an update to a previous story on the show. I love it. Over to me, Elizabeth.
Yes.
In the wild, I don't use Instagrams anymore. But
I don't use the Instagrams.
An Instagram page was put upon me in the wild. And I'm going to plug it and steal some of their content. But go and check out The Way We Met on Instagram. It's couples, how they met, cute photo of them. Cute. We're cute up to your back teeth today.
Okay, great. Great. I can feel the sugar just hitting my teeth.
So one here. A friend of mine asked me to help out one of her husband's classmates by participating in a research study on vision. I agreed and went to the study. For half an hour, a student named David took photos of the insides of my eyes.
Oh, you've got to do close-up for that.
Yeah. The next day, I got a message from him that said, "Your eyes captured more than my imaging device. Would you like to go out for dinner or drinks?" Corny.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Very.
Very corny. It's a corny, sweet affair, this one. But we went on our first date a few days later and have been inseparable ever since. He went on to do a 5-year ophthalmology residency and next week we'll finish a 2-year retina surgery fellowship.
Making that retinal surgery money.
We got married in 2010 after he proposed on the top of the Rockefeller Center in New York City. We now have two sweet little boys and another baby on the way.
That's quite cute.
So they, next time someone says, "Oi, medical,
volunteer
you need it
for my research study."
Yes, get in there. You never know. Here's one. So AJ pulled up next to me at a red light and waved at me and I smiled back.
That never happens.
The light turned green and we met at the next red light where he motioned me to roll down my window. We had just enough time to introduce ourselves before the light turned green again.
But
he looked back and said, "I'm going to see you again," and drove away. We didn't get a chance to exchange numbers. A week later, I was at a local deli with friends, and little did I know, he worked there. We reintroduced ourselves, and as I was about to leave, I wrote my number on a napkin.
Cute.
When I went to hand it to him, he already had his number ready to give to me,
cute,
too. It's been a green light ever since.
That's cute. See, it's such a fine line, right? Like, like hey, you're hot from a car window could be like, oh my God, that's so sweet. It could also be like, stay in your lane, buddy. Like,
yes,
it's where does that? I mean, we don't have to answer the questions. It's a stories.
Yeah, that's absolutely no. But you are right. The number.
It depends how attracted you are to them as to whether it's creepy or whether it's adorable.
I like that one because neither of them was approached at a place like where she works and she feels trapped and you're approaching them.
Are technically are trapped in a car, but.
yes, but in an environment where
you're
not
where you're paid to be polite to somebody.
Yes, nothing like that.
Yes. Give me one more. Give me one more cutie patootie story.
Okay, I will. And then it's off to the way we met on Instagrams with a lot of you to give them some love. Thank you. Chris and I were in the same kindergarten class.
Stop.
We went to the same schools all our lives, but never spoke until after high school.
Huh.
Our first Valentine's Day together, he made me a Valentine holder out of construction paper and crayons, just like the ones you make in kindergarten.
Cute.
He told me he always had a crush on me and wish he had told me sooner so he wouldn't have been missing out on all those Valentine's days in between.
Stop it.
Now we are fully, fully married. Now we are fully married.
Fully
sick, bro. We turbocharged this relationship and we're fully married. I apologize. Now we are married. It's funny how the love of your life can be right under your nose and you don't even know it.
Oh, that's
phone down.
I went on a date. I dated a guy for a year that we had been in the same grade 4 class, but he didn't remember and I did.
Oh.
Yeah. We're not together now, though, so we can be like, what an idiot.
Yes. That's fine.
If you have any story, if you've been a past guest and you want to update us on literally anything you've talked to us about, please feel free to do so. ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Or if you've got any story that you would like to share or an Instagram account you think that we should be plugging and giving some airtime to some of their stories. If you've got any story that you found on social media or any memes, send them through to us. We love all of your content. We will attempt to read out as much of the content as we get sent through, but we cannot make any promises that we will. But we will try really, really hard. Until then, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell me how you met your significant other. And I'll try not to...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.